It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. This week, we're taking a look at Iowa's 2014 open primary election races. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin announced last year he was retiring. With me this morning is University of Northern Iowa political scientist Donna Hoffman. She's here to discuss this race with me. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
There are five candidates on the Republican side, State Senator Joni Ernst, former energy executive Mark Jacobs, Ames businessman Scott Shaben, Morningside economics professor Sam Clovis, and former U.S. attorney Matt Whitaker. Now, soon after Senator Harkin announced he was retiring, Iowa's 1st District Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley quickly entered the race. Has Congressman Braley had the upper hand at this point?
He does because, you know, that effectively scared off other Democratic challengers that might have challenged him in a primary. By coming out early, he's demonstrated some fundraising finesse there. He's certainly a pretty well-known quantity in the eastern part of the state and the districts that he has represented here. And so, you know, he's effectively, or he is actually, the only candidate. So he doesn't have to use resources in the primary coming up because he's the de facto nominee at this point.
And what's the race looking like on the Republican side?
Well, on the Republican side, it's a lot more interesting because there's actually a contest. There's kind of two tiers of candidates, but none of them were particularly well-known across the entire state. They've each had to put themselves forward and get their message out, and they've done that to varying degrees.
So who do you see coming out of the June 3rd primary on the Republican side to face Braley?
One thing that you may have happen is that nobody comes out of the June 3rd primary because in Iowa we have a law that says should none of the candidates in that crowded field get 35% of the vote, then the delegates at the state convention would actually pick who the nominee for the Republican Party would be. And in this particular race, I don't think that's likely, but it's a lot more likely when you have five candidates in it than, you know, if you just have the two. But having said that, the reason why I think it's less likely in this race, and I think it's more likely in, say, the Democratic primary in the 1st District, is that there is kind of a tier of candidates in this particular race that has emerged. So you have Joni Ernst and Mark Jacobs kind of in the top level of that tier. And the race seems to, at this point anyway, really be coming down to the two of them. And both Joni Ernst and Mark Jacobs have said some things or had some actions in which they've had to go back and explain what they really meant. And so that's kind of an interesting dynamic in this race. Fundraising is kind of the interesting factor here. If you look at Jacobs and Ernst fundraising, in terms of the individual contributions that both of them have garnered, they're fairly close. But the advantage goes to Mark Jacobs in terms of fundraising because he's willing to spend some of his personal fortune and has done so in order to try to get the nomination. And Joni Ernst has countered that very interestingly, though, because most people in the state and even in the United States are familiar with her two pretty provocative ads that she did about a month ago, which went viral in both state media and national media. And those didn't have to be ads that she outlaid a lot of money for because they just generated buzz.
And Mark Jacobs, he has spent a lot of his own money on his race.
As of the FEC filings at the end of March, about $1.6 million is what he has spent because he has been, until relatively recently, kind of perceived as the Republican frontrunner. He's also had some outside spending recently that has criticized him for some stands he took as an energy executive and also for some donations that he had given to Democrats.
And you want to talk about having to explain yourself as a candidate. Bruce Braley had this incident where he was caught on camera saying to Texas trial lawyers that if the U.S. Senate loses its Democratic majority, then the Judiciary Committee could be chaired by a farmer from Iowa who does not have a law degree, talking about Senator Chuck Grassley, who is well-liked in the state. Now, I asked Iowa Democratic Party Chair Scott Brennan if this comment is going to continue to haunt Braley. Here's what he had to say.
No, not at all. That is a great example of, you know, politics are always, there's always silliness. I mean, Bruce Braley made a mistake. He apologized, and Senator Grassley accepted that apology. I think the issue is dead.
Donna, is the issue dead?
Well, I think it certainly is something that's still out there and will come back. Whoever his opponent is coming out of the June 3rd primary, that will still be an issue. I mean, I think part of the reason why Joni Ernst, you know, did the one political ad called Squeal, in which she talked about castrating hogs, was in part to boost her farmer cred. She's a farmer too, if you will, because of those comments that Braley made. I do think also there's a perception in the national media that when Braley said that and had that gaffe, which, you know, it's one gaffe, all of the candidates have them, that that is the thing that caused people to think or to pay more attention to the Iowa race and the Republicans having maybe a better chance of actually capturing that seat that's currently held by the Democrats. I think that maybe is overplaying that a bit. It was always going to be a competitive race, and I think the country kind of, with some of the things that have exploded virally, kind of has set up and took notice a little bit more of this particular Senate race. And so it is still one that most generally considered a lean Democratic seat. And I think, especially if Joni Ernst comes out as the nominee, that she may in fact be a more competitive candidate against Braley, because there's also the notion of Iowa's never elected a female to statewide office for Congress or for governor.
All right, Donna, thanks so much.
All right.
That's University of Northern Iowa political scientist Donna Hoffman. This week we've been taking a look at the three 2014 Iowa primary races with no incumbents. It's all on our website, iowapublicradio.org.